Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Well, it's day with the matter of the expelled ambassador. Today, marking the last day, as we understand it, where Rasool is officially stripped of his diplomatic credentials. To tell us more about what this means, our United States senior correspondent, Simon Marks, joins us live from Washington. Simon, good evening to you, our time, and good morning to you. Let's talk about Ibrahim Rasool, the president here in South Africa, assuring South Africans that we should not have sleepless nights. But no doubt, Mr. Rasool is packing and readying to leave. Do his diplomatic privileges indeed end today? If so, what does that mean?
Yes, absolutely right, Gwali. Today is the day when Ambassador Ibrahim Rasool is no longer going to be an ambassador by the time the sun goes down. I mean, there doesn't appear to be any official process that he has to endure here, but he has received a letter making it clear to him that at some point today, his diplomatic privileges and also, of course, his diplomatic immunity will cease, and that he will, to all intents and purposes, be a private citizen whose expulsion from the United States has been ordered by the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Now, we believe that Ibrahim Rasool is still in the United States. We don't think he's going to be leaving Washington, D.C. until later in the week. He has sent a message to friends and told them that he expects to be landing at Cape Town next Sunday. And in that message, he says he has no regrets about what is taking place. It is what it is, he says, a sanguine response to the embarrassment of having his diplomatic credentials stripped. But I would make the point that he's not unique enduring this experience. Back in 2019, the then British ambassador to the United States during the first Trump administration, Kim Darroch, was declared persona non grata after a confidential cable that he sent to the government in London was leaked by a right-wing activist in the UK. And in that cable, it emerged that Kim Darroch had described the then Trump administration as being inept and insecure. And President Trump recoiled at that description of his presidency, said he was no longer willing to do business with Kim Darroch, and thus Kim Darroch was withdrawn from the United States. So there is precedent for this, but it's certainly absolutely the lowest point, this, in the bilateral relationship between the United States and South Africa. We never even saw anything like this during the apartheid era, and there are calls by some here for the Trump administration to go further. Four Republicans in Congress a few weeks ago wrote a letter to President Trump saying that he should consider suspending diplomatic relations with South Africa. All of this, of course, fueled by the Trump administration's contention that Afrikaner farmers are having their land seized without compensation in South Africa under the Expropriation Act, a position, of course, that government rejects, and also based on South African foreign policy and the criticism at the ICJ that South Africa led, the efforts to get Israel branded war criminals on war crimes charges at the ICJ, all of that also fueling this by the Trump administration.
Simon Marks, thank you very much. Summing all that up for us, and thank you very much for the time being live for us in Washington there. And as we said earlier, we will be having further discussions around this with the Department of International Relations and Cooperation.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.